nature of carnival as a system of representation, we can recognize the old studio, that hall of mirrors inside your head, whose virtual space generated improbable encounters, alliances, eliciting the extravagant acts, gestures, numbers that composed the serial parody that overtakes our art form. That act is the mock crowning and subsequent decrowning of the carnival king. Crowning already contains the idea of imminent decrowning. It is ambivalent from the very start. And he who is crowned, and it is by popular demand or by election that he is so crowned, is the antipode of a real king, a slave or a jester. This act, as it were, opens and sanctifies
the song will proceed.
Inside-out world of carnival. In the rituals of crowning, the symbols of authority that are handed over to the newly crowned king and the clothing in which he is dressed all become ambiguous and acquire a veneer of joyful relativity. They become almost stage props from the very beginning. A decrowning glimmers through the crowning. Gesamtkunstwerk.
always magic in the air. Lost and you're nowhere. You say the girls are something else on Broadway, but looking at them just makes me crazy. How you gonna make some time when all you got is one? Your shoes. You say I won't last too long on Broadway. I'll take a jet plane home, is what they say.
Thank you. So my darling and I make love in the sand to salute the last moment everyone joined in. Our machine has done its work, played its part well. Without a scratch on our body, I may bid it farewell. Starfish and giant phones greet us with a smile. Before our heads go under, we take a last look at killing noise.
Warp the other style.
Afloat on shipless oceans, I did all my best to smile till your singing eyes and fingers drew me loving to your isle, and you sang. Sail to me, let me enfold you. Here I am, waiting to hold you. I dream you dreamed about me. Were you here when I was fox? But now my foolish boat is leaning, broken love long on your rocks. For you sing. Touch me not, come back tomorrow. Oh my heart, shies from the sorrow. I'm as puzzled as the oyster. I'm as troubled as the tide. Should I stand amid the breakers, or should I lie with death my bride? Hear me sing. Swim to me, let me enfold you. Oh my heart, is waiting to hold you. Thank you.
Whenever I see you, magic is a foot. God is alive. Magic is a foot. God is a foot. Magic is alive. Life is a foot. Magic never died. God never sickened. Many poor men lied. Many sick men lied. Magic never weakened. Magic never hid. Magic always ruled. God is afoot. God never died. God was ruler, though his funeral lengthened, though his mourners thickened. Magic never fled, though his shrouds were hoisted. The naked God did live, though his words were twisted. The naked magic thrived, though his death was published round and round the world. The heart did not believe. Many hurt men wondered, many struck men bled. Magic never faltered, magic always led. Many stones were rolled, but God would not lie down. Many wild men lied, many fat men listened. Though they offered stones, magic still was fed. Though they locked their coffers, God was always served. Magic is afoot, God rules. Life is afoot, life is in command. Many weak men hungered, many strong men thrived. Though they boasted solitude, God was at their side. Nor the dreamer in his cell, nor the captain on the hill. Magic is alive, though his death was pardoned. Round and round the world, the heart would not believe. Though laws were carved in marble, they could not shelter men. Though altars built in parliaments, they could not order men. Police arrested magic, and magic went with them. For magic loves the hungry. But magic would not tarry. It moves from arm to arm. It would not stay with them. Magic is afoot. It cannot come to harm. It rests in an empty palm. It spawns in an empty mind. But magic is no instrument. Magic is the end. Many men drove magic, but magic stayed behind. Many strong men lied. They only passed through magic and out the other side. Many weak men lied. They came to God in secret, and though they left him nourished, they would not tell who healed. Though mountains danced before them, they said that God was dead. Though his shrouds were hoisted, the naked God did live. This I mean to whisper to my mind. This I mean to laugh with in my mind. This I mean my mind to serve till service is but magic moving through the world. And mind itself is magic coursing through the flesh. And flesh itself is magic dancing on a clock. And time itself, the magic length of God.
There is some form of initiation into adult society, and it can take the form of an ordeal, abandonment in the wilderness, or a psychedelic experience.
If you get LSD today, it's very weak, and you have to buy, I don't know, 8 or 9 hits in order to get anything close to what we used to get. Which is sad, because an LSD trip shouldn't cost $50, even if it is better than anything else. An LSD trip should maybe cost, in our economy, oh, I don't know, $15. That should be the maximum. Tonight we've saluted Albert Hoffman on the Chill Room. Hey, Albert. Thank you. We bless you for being there. And that's everybody. That's all my listeners. That's everybody on Kill Radio. I speak for all. For all of America. Even the ones who disagree. I speak for them all. Thank you, Albert. Bless your 102 years. We listened to a little bit of The Trip by Roger Corman, written by Jack Nicholson with Peter Fonda. We listened to Psychic Television with Timothy Leary, Turn on the Acid House. We listened to The Acid Mother's Temple and the Flying Paraiso UFO, doing Terry Riley's In C. We listened to Terry Riley doing Rainbow in Curved Air. We listened to The Grateful Dead do New Potato Caboose. We listened to The Beatles do Rain. We listened to Jan Tamita and the Doobies do Space and Time. We listened to Implog, took a trip to New York and went on Broadway with Implog. We heard the United States of America sing Hard Comin' Love. And Jimi Hendrix did 1983, A Mermaid, A Merman I Shall Turn to Be. And Tim Buckley, the demo version of Song to the Siren, and John Lennon, There's a Stranger in My Arms, a home tape that isn't available anywhere, and Buffy St. Marie, God is Alive, Magic is Afoot. Trip on, all of you. Everybody. And I mean everybody, mom and dad, grandma, grandpa, everybody should do LSD at least once. This has been Kill Radio's most political show of the day. I'll be back next week. Now you,